Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
November 5th will be our new Liberation Day, but for the liars and cheaters and fraudsters and censors and imposters who have commandeered our government, it will be their Judgment Day.
Speaking to a friendly audience at the Conservative Political Action Conference, former President Donald Trump says he expects an easy victory in November. He swept the South Carolina primary, beating presidential rival Nikki Haley in her home state by 20 points. Trump is scrambling to post nearly $500 million in legal bonds for New York civil judgments. But an NBC News exit poll finds two-thirds of South Carolina Republican primary voters consider Trump fit for president, even if he's convicted of a crime. Haley did get around 40% of the state's vote, similar to her share of the vote in New Hampshire, which shows many in the GOP object to Trump, even as he looks unstoppable. Despite her losses, Haley says she's staying in the race until Super Tuesday.
South Carolina has spoken. We're the fourth state to do so. In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
Many former staffers of the Trump White House are warning against returning him to power. Cassidy Hutchinson was the assistant to Mark Meadows, his chief of staff. She says the people who stopped Trump's worst ideas the first time would be gone.
In a second Trump term, there's not going to be people who are willing to stick up for the truth. There will be people who are willing to execute Donald Trump's plan and Donald Trump's plan only.
Hutchinson cites a plan by people backing the former president to strip career agency employees and technical experts of civil service protections, then fire them and replace them with loyalists. But Trump backer and conspiracy theorist Jack Posobiec, also speaking at CPAC, says he wants to see American democracy overthrown.
I just wanted to say, welcome to the end of democracy. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it and replace it with this right here.
Media reports say hostage release and Gaza ceasefire negotiations are making solid progress. In spite of that and pressure from the Biden administration, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says their military plans include a push into the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is reassuring state governors that his administration will tackle the problems with the immigration system. After a bipartisan border deal fell apart in the Senate, Biden is urging the House to take it up, describing it as a big challenge that's taken years to develop.
These reforms made America a nation of laws, a nation of immigrants, and the strongest economy in the world. But something changed. Over time, our laws and our resources haven't kept up with our immigration system, and it's broken. And our politics has failed to fix it.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you?